Blog Talk Radio.
There's a better world that's coming, tell you why. There's a better world that's coming, tell you why. We will feed them on the land, on the sea and in the sky. There's a better world that's coming, tell you why. There's a better world that's coming, don't you see? When we'll all be union and we'll all be free. There's a better world that's coming, don't you see?
Good evening and welcome once again to Progressive News Network. I'm your host, Rick Spezak, News Director of Progressive News Network, and I'd like to welcome a guest, Mr. Nathan Fuller. Nathan, welcome.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
It's so important right now that people become aware of what's being done in the name of this great country. We have some wonderful ideals. We have wonderful documents that espouse our goals as a free people, and yet too often justice is not meted out equitably. And we're going to talk about the case of Private Bradley Manning. Nathan, could you tell us where the trial stands right now?
Yep. So we're nearing the end of the pretrial hearing phase. Bradley has had pretrial hearings about every month since December 2011, and his court-martial trial is scheduled to begin June 3rd of this year, which will have just be about just over 3 years after he was arrested in May of 2010. And he currently still faces these 22 counts, which would put him in prison for life, namely aiding the enemy indirectly and under the Espionage Act.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Just for passing, for those who don't know, classified documents to WikiLeaks.
Now, there's been, of course, all kinds of charges, counter charges, statements in the media this way and that way. Many of us know that the president characterized the treatment of Private Manning as fair, and he also at one point early on in the situation declared him guilty way before any kind of trial had been even begun. And of course, many of us know that the type of incarceration he was suffering changed dramatically. Could you talk a little bit about that change in how he's been held and the change of conditions of his incarceration?
Sure. So upon arrest, Bradley was put into a solitary metal cage in Kuwait for over a month, and then he was moved to Quantico Marine Brig in Virginia, where he was held in solitary confinement for over 9 months, and conditions that the UN torture rapporteur called cruel, inhuman, and degrading. He was deprived of his clothing at some points. He was deprived of basic hygiene items just because they said that he was a suicide risk or a potential harm to himself, even though a Brig psychiatrist said that he was at no risk or low risk. And so they kept him in solitary confinement for more than 9 months. And after international outrage and the UN investigation and lots of protests at Quantico, he was finally moved to Fort Leavenworth in Kansas, where he currently is confined and is in medium security, much better conditions.
Well, thank goodness for that. Isn't it true also that he was not permitted to sleep for more than 5 minutes at a time during much of that confinement at Quantico?
Well, during the day, he was questioned every 5 minutes. He was allowed to sleep more than 5 minutes, but there was a giant light blaring into his room, and if he ever covered his face, he was woken up. But during the day, he was checked on every 5 minutes, asked if he was okay. It's really just kind of psychological torture. It was
sure.
Less physical, but it was psychological, intended to break him down, and intended to make an example out of him.
And now there's been some confusion about what, if anything, he has talked about releasing. There was some talk about downloading data while he was supposedly listening to Lady Gaga. Of course, many of us have heard about the video footage of that helicopter attack. Could you clear up those details for us? Has he admitted to releasing any of those particular pieces, or it's just kind of all under the broad brush of the WikiLeaks release?
Well, if you look at the chat logs that he had with Adrian Lamo that were released by Wired, he did talk about, and those have not been confirmed, but we are to believe that those are accurate thus far. He did talk about things like the State Department cables. He talked about the way the U.S. does business in secret, the way the First World exploits the Third, and sometimes that's through outright criminal activities, and sometimes it's more subtle, pernicious influence or corporate influence than otherwise. So he did talk about some of those specific things. He talked about Iraqi detainee policies that he disagreed with in Iraq when he was in Baghdad, and he brought those up with his superiors, and they told him to basically shut up and keep doing your job, and that was something he felt like he could not continue to be complicit in.
And isn't it true that the American military code allows for if a soldier is asked to do something that he deems illegal, they do have a chance, an opportunity to speak up. Isn't that true?
Well, ostensibly they do, but you see what happens when they try to exercise that right. Bradley was, in his words, told just to shut up, to keep quiet, to keep doing what he's doing, keep getting more of these detainees with the policy he didn't agree with. Basically, Iraq was detaining civilians just for passing out passing out pretty innocuous literature saying just get money out of politics, and he felt that was egregious. He brought that up with his chain of command, and which is supposed to be the structure that keeps others accountable and provides oversight. But when he brought that up, he was told to shut up, so it didn't really function the way the military says it's supposed to.
Sure.
And that's why we need these alternative outlets such as WikiLeaks, because people are not going to hear about it otherwise.
Yes, there's been very little coverage in what's called the commercial mainstream media. Isn't it also true that Daniel Ellsberg has characterized the material that he leaked as at a higher, much higher level of secrecy?
Yep, and the military does the same. The Pentagon Papers are what Ellsberg released, and those were top secret. Everything Bradley's accused of leaking is secret or lower. Some of it is even unclassified, but the military continues to allege that it contains national security or national defense information that was closely held, even if it's not classified. But yeah, it's all lower than top secret.
And isn't it also true that the military and the State Department as well are on record as saying that none of this was critical material?
There have been varying statements, but there's no indication that we've seen that these have caused any kind of harm that the State Department is warning about or fear-mongering about, rather. And in fact, the government in court has not tried to deny the fact that these releases have not caused harm. Instead, they have removed that discussion from the court. They have said that the defense cannot talk about whether or not WikiLeaks releases caused any harm. They only talk about whether or not it was illegal to leak them. And so that's, that shows you, you know, these documents really should not have been classified in the first place if they're not causing any harm.
And there has been a degree of harassment of people who've been involved in trying to help Private Manning. Isn't that the case?
Certainly. David House, a friend and a longtime supporter of Bradley Manning, stopped at the border and had his electronics seized and searched without his permission. I believe Jacob Applebaum, who supported WikiLeaks and might have worked for them, has been stopped at the border and interrogated and had his items seized, I believe. And Birgitta Jónsdóttir, an Icelandic MP, has feared traveling to the U.S., although she's risking that danger to come to the United States in April to support Bradley Manning.
So there's a call for events across the country on Saturday the 23rd. Isn't that the case?
That is, although some events are happening today and Sunday, and some are actually already underway, such as some in Australia. There are events in over 60 cities now on 5 different continents. We have dozens of cities across the U.S., several in Europe, Australia, even in Africa. People are marking Bradley's 1,000th day in confinement without trial. And ironically, just next week, Judge Denise Lind is going to rule on the defense's motion to dismiss charges for lack of a speedy trial. The government still says it's given Bradley a speedy trial and has acted diligently, but it's been nearly 3 years now, and we have not even gone to trial.
As I understand it, there's hearings scheduled for, is it May?
We have a hearing next week, actually, February 26th through March 1st, and then we have one April 10th to 12th, one May 21st to the 24th, and then we have the trial scheduled for June 3rd.
June 3rd, okay. Let me ask you this, and again, of kind of broader context. We see the Bush administration, who took this country to war under guise of falsehoods, knowingly, it seems. We see war criminals, certainly polluters, and certainly Wall Street bankers walking away scot-free. Why do you think our country is suddenly focused in and is punishing so many whistleblowers?
Well, that is the big picture, and that's the terrible dichotomy we have. These massive criminals, these big banks who are ruining the economy and the entire administration that oversaw torture and illegal war, unjust war, have all been let go. And it's pretty sad. I don't know, whistleblowers are aggressively attacked. This administration calls itself the most transparent ever, and yet is attacking those who want to make information free. I think it's a clear sign we're going in the wrong direction.
If you were going to give a message to people who are concerned about this excessive prosecution of whistleblowers, and especially in Private Manning's case, what would you tell people they can do? How can they help?
Well, they can certainly join the activities this weekend. A lot of people there are showing a good example of what you can do. You can make noise about it. It's hard to do something within the legal system for the supporters around the world. But they can make their protests loud. They can make it politically unpopular to continue treating Bradley Manning this way or to try him at all. A lot of us believe that he shouldn't even be on trial, and we should be thanking him and not prosecuting him. And you can also go to bradleymanning.org. You can stay updated on the case with our newsletter. You can find out a lot more about how to hold a rally or an event in your area. And we can provide it materials and information about that. So, yeah, definitely bradleymanning.org has a lot of information, a lot of stuff you need to know.
Thank you so much, Mr. Fuller. We certainly appreciate it, and we are with you in support of Private Manning. Let's hope that his case comes to a speedy resolve and he gets the reward that he deserves, not the punishment that some would mete out. Thank you again, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
And that was Nathan Fuller of the Bradley Manning Organization. It's a critical time in our country, and those of us who are concerned about these excessive punishments of whistleblowers, the punishment of people who would release information, and yet we see criminals, well-connected thieves, and of course the government officials who produced this war on terror, who produced this shock and awe campaign, who conducted America's business in black ops in secret prisons, walking away scot-free. Thank you for your concern, and keep the whistleblowers in your heart and do what you can to help them. We all need the whistleblowers. Thank you very much. This is Richard Spisak, News Director of Progressive News Network. Thank you.